You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At least for next year, I think it's reasonable to go into the season and say, if our core guys are healthy, we think we can go toe-to-toe with Indiana or anybody else in the East. And I think the better question is, you know, when you mention the second apron, do you want to pay Ty Jerome the full mid-level for a few years? Do you want to bring back Sam Merrill for, you know, something approaching $10 million for a few years? I think for this Cavs team, the questions are going to be more around those supporting pieces and how they fit and who should those pieces be and what should they do, rather than what are you going to do with the top four guys on the roster for a whole host of reasons. But I think the biggest one being they won 64 games last year and have a heck of a team.
Yeah, great thing, and I'm going to talk about that here momentarily. I thought we were going to hang up city. I thought it was going to be.
Why?
I really was picking up some vibes there, man. I was really picking it up between you two.
I thought it was one of those lose my number.
Oh, my gosh. I thought we were going to have a Dave Lapham situation.
We've had Bontemps on, I think, two or three other times.
Oh, yeah.
And the other time, I think you were out, and I think G. Bush was in, and Bontemps was with me the whole time and was arguing with Garrett Bush. So, you know, Bontemps, anybody that listened to his podcast with Windy, I mean, those guys go at it all the time. That's why we like Bontemps. That's why we want him on, is that he'll mix it up.
In so many ways. Windy and Bontemps remind me of you and me. There's a couple times where Brian Windhorst has lost his mind and started screaming. Yeah. And I'm going, oh, this sounds familiar. You got to go back and hear that interview. 92.3thefan.com. That was amazing. It got very tight there for a moment. I know Joey's getting a clip because I was like, uh-oh. This is getting to a weird place here between you two.
Because I think the heart of these debates, and the same debates I'm having with you, is there is no way to trade Darius Garland and get an awesome starting 6'7", great defensive player, and also great offensive player. Like, that's not happening. So, which is kind of what he's alluding to. Mm. And what I'm saying is, you know, the Cavs have so few moves that they can truly make if they want to, if they want to keep the team's identity what it is,
yeah,
that I think you might have to sacrifice offense, get the defense, and then hope that Evan Mobley can hit his ceiling by filling that lost area, by filling that vacuum, and in doing so, make you a better team and a more formidable team in the playoffs. Like, yeah, it'd be great if we could just trade anybody and get a perfect player in return, and then you're better at everything. What I'm trying to do is provide a blueprint of how Evan Mobley can ascend where I think the guards are taking up. I do. This is where I disagree with Tim Bontemps. And I thought the playoffs that we just saw were such evidence that the two guards are monopolizing the ball too much. It's not that Darius can't pass the ball. I mean, he's a very, in fact, I think at times he's an elite passer, but in the playoffs, yeah, just throwing the ball and cutting, that's not what gets it done. You're going to need guys that can hit tough shots, in confined spaces with more physical defenses. And I think Evan has the attributes to, over time, be able to do that. I don't think he's going to be able to do it while the two guards are out there chucking threes. I think that there is a roadmap to the Cavs getting better offensively in the playoffs without a very good offensive player in Darius, who unfortunately has not been very good offensively in the playoffs.
Well, there was another thing that he was bringing up too, and I think that it's going to fall. It fell on deaf ears for a lot of fans. I was getting texts from people who, I mean, they wanted me to rip him. I'm like, no, he's making points I agree with. Why am I going to rip him? He mentioned 64 wins several times. The Cavs are a 64-win team, 64-win team. Then he mentioned when we talked, I asked him about OKC in Indiana, and he had mentioned 68 wins. And, Tim was a great guy to bring in. Like, Joe is from here, but Joe covers everywhere. So he sees it from different perspectives. Tim is not from here, and I don't think he even likes being here, to be honest with you, when he comes here. I'm not sure. I don't know if the guy likes anything. But, he sees it from 30,000 feet, and the reason I'm glad that we had him on is that he's like, you guys are making way too big a deal about this or moving way too fast with this. Now you'll say, well, this has been 3 years and we have only made it to the second round of the playoffs. I'm in Cleveland, I respect that, but he is looking at this from 30,000 feet, and I think that in so many ways he's hearing some of these names thrown out, going, what are we talking about, guys? What are we talking? And then he mentioned 64 wins. It's going to make a Cavs fan very upset. Cavs fans do not care about 64 wins, and they will not care about wins this coming year.
They certainly won't care next year.
No. But
remember the comment from Donovan Mitchell right after they got eliminated. He goes, we could go 82-0 next year. No one's going
to
pick us.
And they won't. But I think what he's trying to highlight when he says 64 wins, 68 wins, is going, hey, you're close. I don't think you need to overreact here and move on from a player as talented as Darius Garland. Wasn't as glowing about Jared Allen or anything, but
yeah.
It's more, he's bringing up that it's more realistic to kind of hold on to the core four and maybe improve on the margins of what you're going to do. I think that it is still a big deal to win 64 regular season games. You can't go out and catch everybody on a night where they don't care to win 64 games. What happened in the playoffs was ugly.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's one of the biggest letdowns I think we've ever seen as Cleveland sports fans. I know, well, Ken, the World Series, yeah, you were proud of those teams. You were proud of those teams to get to those levels. AFC championship games in the past, you're proud of them. You know, NBA finals, you're proud of those teams. This was not a pride situation. But he's kind of trying to calm the waters, going, hey, you win a boatload of games for a reason. You have one of the best offenses in NBA history for a reason. And and it's easy for me to agree with him because he's saying what I've been trying to say for the last umpteen weeks now, ever since we got bounced by the Indiana Pacers, going, man, I just don't want to overreact. I don't want to do that. And I think that to get some of the names that you bring up, I'm going to beat that drum again, and it's becoming a dead horse, and I'm sorry, I'm going to get to these phones here in a second. Some of these names that you bring up, yeah, man, maybe I am too attached to household names. Maybe I am too attached to them. But damn, there's very few of these guys I even want to consider moving on from Darius Garland for. And it's, well, they're good in the playoffs, all right? But I think Darius can be good in the playoffs. I think he can. You get to Larry in Garfield. Hello, Larry.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you. Go ahead.
Okay, I just want to say this. You can't get better by staying the same. Because the Cavs had big leagues, those games, and still lost. That just don't compute to me. And you want to tell them I'll keep them together. I thought they should have beat Indiana, but they won a bunch of games, yes. That's good, but in the playoffs, it just don't compute to me.
So we just got to get rid of them because they lost to a team that went to the NBA Finals?
I mean, it's the way they lost.
Well, they had guys hurt.
Okay, but they had big leads with guys hurt, too.
They did. They did have a big lead in game two. That's right. But Indiana has kind of come back. And Larry, thank you for the call.
Yeah, Pacers have done it to everybody.
The Pacers have kind of done it to everybody, including the Oklahoma City Thunder in game one.
That's why I wonder, Ken, we get a chance to ask Tim this.
They're a team that takes advantage of you leaving them in the game. Is that not what it is? I mean, when Tim said that about Oklahoma City.
We've never seen a team like this. We've never seen the Pacers, who don't really have that unbelievable superstar who can get his pass, get his shot off at any point. That's not what Halliburton does. But all of a sudden, he has four signature shots in the playoffs. That's never happened in the history. Robert Horry is the closest thing to it, but his shot making spanned like 5 years, 7 years in the NBA Finals for two different teams. But this is one playoff run that Halliburton's done this. So it is tough. Like,
correct.
There's so many set of circumstances where you could have seen the Pacers just fall in these series and things go a different way. But when it happens a fourth time, you got to eventually say, like, there's obviously something there.
Haleem in Cleveland, you're next up on the Fan. Hello, Haleem.
Good talking to you, gentlemen. The thing is, no one wants to hear patience, right? The NBA has made it really, really hard with the way the new rules are to keep teams together, so it makes it incredibly tough over the long run. However, I've said this a multitude of times. The only exception is Tatum and Brown, and it's because there was two of them. Jokic, LeBron, the star on every team in the last 10 years in a championship, has to be in their mid to late 20s. The consensus coming out of this playoffs is for us to win a championship that Mobley has to be the best player on the team. He is 23 years old. Keeping them together is tough for everyone mentally. Preaching patience in America is impossible. Mm-hmm. However, you need to keep the team together. You saw the leap they made from the year before last to this year. And yes, I get it. When we look at the playoff results, everybody goes, oh, they went out in the same round. Guys, trying to convince us this past year's team's the same as the year before is a joke. Not that you were doing that at all.
Do you think we would have beat
do
you think we would have beat the
silly
Knicks?
I mean, look, we're an awful matchup for the Knicks. It's tough when you bring the injuries into the equation. But the bottom line is another, I hate to say this, 2 years of maturation for Mobley to be the best player on your team, and then you can win a championship. If you need Mobley to be the best player on a team, go look back. LeBron needed the age. Jokic needed the age. Just go back team by team by team that won a championship. Look at the age of their best player. He wasn't 23 or 24 outside of Tatum and Brown, but there was two of them.
So should they not have traded? Right? And should they not have traded for Donovan Mitchell because he doesn't match the
You can't do that, unfortunately. Like, we can't have that mentality, guys. And yes, I get it. He doesn't fit the age profile now. He's going to be in his late 20s when we win this thing, and we will win this thing. I genuinely believe that. We are best situated outside of OKC with the money and the people we have locked up for the long term. This is an old Indians proverb here, or Guardians proverb, enjoy the run, right? Like, you enjoy it while it lasts, because we're going to have to break this team up. Enjoy Lindor while he's here. We're going to look back 2 or 3 years from now if we break this thing up, and we're going to be angrier than ever, right? Stick with it. Mobley improved year over year. He got heavier. He got stronger. Yes. He got injured in March. In March. And he just had surgery. That wasn't an accident, right? So let them continue to grow and get better. And I believe they will win a championship in the next 2 years.
Halim, thank you very much for the call. 216-474-0092. The reaction's red hot from this. I want to take a few more when we come back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.